It's Tuesday. Welcome back to the See You Next Tuesday podcast. I'm Shay.
And I am Shannon.
Happy Tuesday, guys. I am super excited because it is going to be family time coming up.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm going home for Thanksgiving. Home is now Florida for me.
Thank God.
Yeah. Down to the warm weather.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. It's bittersweet.
It is. I know.
I know.
Because you're like... Home is like a totally different spot now.
It's now my parents' house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's adulting.
Yeah. And that's adulting. Well, it is sad also because like when you went home, was that like your childhood home that you went to? Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's like so, it's too much.
I know. And it's crazy. Like, I mean, it was really sad when they sold it.
I know. I never really talked to you about that.
It like, was really sad.
Them moving was crazy. And then like you grew up in that house. Yeah. And you also like last year you went home for Thanksgiving and like you went to the bars that you used to go to and like, which Thanksgiving going home
is fun.
It's fun.
That is the one thing like that I will miss is like I would go home and the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, everyone in my like high school or like, you know, not even my high school, but my high school, everyone in Bethlehem would go out and we'd all go. There's not that many places to go. We'd all go to the same bar.
It's hometown.
And it's like fun and to like, I don't know, just like see everyone and...
Oh, and it's a total flex to go home when you've been gone for so long and like you lived in a new city and like you get to go home and be like, hey, everyone, like how you guys been? I've been amazing.
I'm doing great.
And this
is great, y'all.
Us starting the podcast would have been a great bit to talk about to all of your high school friends.
Actually, that would have been a great thing to talk about on the podcast.
It would have been last year's.
All right, mom and dad, move back.
So we're going to go buy that house again.
Yeah.
I'll buy it for you.
I can easily go back too because Aisha lives there. So like I could, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I can't go on Thanksgiving.
No. And that's like when everyone's home. There. I know. Isn't that like what Alex Earl did when she was like, is this too much for a little Jersey bar?
Yeah. And I was like, honestly.
Honestly, I do the same damn thing.
I was going to say no.
Yeah.
Agree. It might have been, but no, at the same time, when you're Alex Earl and you're blowing up to that level, like, girl, wear a gown if you want to. Everyone's already looking at you at this point.
Could you imagine being the person that went to high school with like somebody that blew up that crazy? I would literally be like, low-key, I'm a fan.
No, I can't because it's me. I'm joking.
It's me, everyone. It's me. Well, I don't love to go home. Like, I steer clear. So I live in Nashville and I used to live like 40 minutes away from here. I steer so clear of my hometown. It's scary. Like, if I ever go there, hood up, sunglasses on, I'm like, no paparazzi. No, I'm
kidding. Because you're famous. Yeah.
No, I just genuinely.
You don't like it?
I just don't like it. And like, it's not the same as like going to your hometown and there's like a few bars. Like, there's like one place that people meet up.
Small town.
And it's usually like someone's garage or something. It's like scary.
I mean, I feel like there were like, yeah, there's like in Bethlehem, there's like downtown Bethlehem and that we have two like colleges there. Well, one college down in Bethlehem and it's like a pretty, you know, big-ish college.
You've got some place to go at least.
Yeah. So you're going to like downtown Bethlehem and like they're fun bars. Like they're not, you know, there's a range. So it's like you can't, there's like places to go. It's just like so funny. And then there's also this thing called Music Fest, which is another. That would be so fun actually to go.
Yeah.
Aisha, I know you're listening or watching.
Hey.
You want to house? Me and Shay will share your guest bedroom.
Yeah, easily. Even if it's twin bed. I call top bunk if it's bunks.
It's not bunks.
Damn.
We're just going to cuddle.
Aw.
But it's honestly so fun. It's like a mini little music festival. It's a stretch to call it. It's got like a polka tent.
Cute.
And stuff like that. But it's like good food, but good vibes.
I would also love to see where Miss Shannon is from.
Can you imagine Bethlehem, Pennsylvania?
I need a tour. I need like where you used to hang out. I want all the ex-high school stories. Like, I want it all. Show me their houses. I know you know still know where they live.
Yeah, we're just going to drive past all my ex-boyfriend's houses.
This one was from 2016.
This was freshman year. This was sophomore year.
That actually sounds like so much fun.
It would actually be crazy to like show you my... like drive by my high school.
Oh, I would love
that's
that.
You know how I talked about Disney Channel crossovers? That for me feels like a Disney Channel crossover.
For real. Like
you coming to my high school, I'd be like,
oh, I can show you mine any day of the week.
I mean, even you and Aisha being around each other, I'm kind of like.
My school had a drive your tractor to school day.
Stop
so
it.
So That's, if that tells you anything.
I mean, Pennsylvania is like the redneck of the North.
Is it?
I might have just coined that term.
Yeah.
But it feels like it.
It feels right.
Yeah. There's farms. Oh. There's a lot of farms.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. I'd love to see that. And I'd also love to go visit Aisha.
Yeah.
It's my truth.
Look, we got a trip in the books.
We got a trip.
Watch out, Aisha.
Let's make sure this one comes out of the group chat.
Out of the pod.
You know what? One trip I've actually been dying to take is a ski trip, but not to ski.
And a little, what is it? A priest?
Yes. Just to wear the outfit.
To wear the outfit and go to the bar. And it's like, dun, dun,
dun. You know that kid?
It's all my TikTok.
Have you seen that kid that's on, like in a full ski suit and she's like on that thing and she's like,
yes. She's on the picnic table and she's just like,
that'll be Rome. Me and you will be like, yeah, Rome. Yeah. He'd be like, oops.
The foam starts coming out.
If I'm being honest, that looks like something that would be so hype. Because I don't even know why. Like the mountains, the snow, like some freaking EDM music.
I don't know what it is about it. It literally, every time I see it come up on my TikTok, I'm like, this is a fever dream.
It really,
I have never experienced that, but I want to experience it so badly.
I want to experience it so bad. And imagine like hot tub nights, like getting some and liquor and eggnog. That sounds gross, but I'd do it for the bit. I'd do it for the bit.
I mean, actually, I've never had eggnog.
You're kidding.
Wait, have I? There was this one time I went to LA Jackson and over like Christmas time, they do that. Have you ever been there over Christmas time?
Yeah.
Where they do like the present thing. You can like roll a dice and each present on the bar is like a different like alcohol or drink.
I lied. I never did that. But that sounds fun.
It is kind of fun, yeah. Actually. You kind of get addicted to like just rolling the dice and be like, what am I going to get?
Yeah.
But one I think was eggnog. And I think I took like a shot of eggnog or something.
Ew.
Like that. Yeah.
A shot of eggnog. I mean, eggnog for me is like one of those childhood things. Like,
is it like milk?
Milk? It's like, it's something different. It tastes like a little cinnamony, a little thick. It is like when you drink it, you really feel nostalgic if you had it as a kid, because I had it all the time as a kid.
When you said thick, I went,
it's thick.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's a lot. But I mean, I'd love like a little, I don't know, coffee liqueur or whatever that's called.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds good.
That's gonna sound good.
But I don't know. I feel like a ski trip with us would be insane. Like with some EDM music in our little ski outfits.
We
puffy little headphones.
Oh my God. I would die. I would die.
So,
because I know that there would be like, there'd be moments in me where I'd want to do like the whole like ski bunny with the puffy earmuffs moment. And then the next moment I would be like baggy sweatpants.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh my, just the snowboarding chic outfit.
It's so hot.
With a beanie.
It is so hot. Like, I so badly want to buy a ski suit for no reason, but also I'd like to go skiing. I feel like I'd be good at skiing.
Do you know how to ski?
I do know how to ski, but like, I don't know. I'm really good.
Would you be confident to go on like the little like blue slopes, like the green or the
east? I'd go on like the black slopes.
So Shay and I aren't going skiing together because I would only go down one and it would take me 3 hours.
It would be like Emily in Paris where I leave your ass behind.
No, literally. And I'd be like this. Someone save me.
Yeah. And then, that would be fun. But I would definitely, I mean, I just kind of like a little bit of adrenaline. And I also, like, how hard can it be? You know? Obviously, I'm not going to be jumping. I've skied before, but like I've skied in like North Carolina on the Black Slope. Black
Diamond. Oh, like Beach Mountain?
Yeah.
That's where I went. Was it last year? I went to Beach Mountain. I think it was last year. And like, honestly, I skied. It was a lot of fun. I'm better than I think that I'm portraying that I am. I'm just a nervous skier.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to go to the bar up top. And no one told me that you got to ski down. No one told me.
You didn't put two and two together. What do you think they're going to come and get you?
I said they loop back around.
I could not imagine. See, my thing is like, I can't do that drunk. Like, I see people on the ski, like, lift, get taking shots of, like, Jameson and stuff. And I'm like, first of all, ew.
I would second fireball.
It's fireball.
Oh, you don't like fireball?
I do like fireball.
Oh, so do I.
I could do fireball. Jameson, no. But.
Yeah, Jameson.
But, like, I couldn't do it. Like, I need to be stone cold sober because I am, like, this much scared. And me drunk is just a nightmare. So I would die.
So here's my thing.
Okay.
Here's my thing is
I need to have glucose courage.
Well, maybe.
Okay.
That might be the reason I made it down. But like, I went up and I was like, oh, you know, I'll just ride the lift back down. No, they don't do that. So I get in the bar, I'm having a good time. You know, I had like two beers or whatever. But the altitude.
Does it mess you up?
Oh, it gets you drunker faster.
And I wonder what the science is behind that.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Less oxygen? I don't know.
You can barely breathe.
Nothing going to the brain.
That makes sense.
But I was like, okay, so like I'm at the bar. I'm having like two beers, maybe three. I honestly can't really remember. And, you know, you start feeling warm and fuzzy. And I'm like, okay, I'm feeling good. Like, great, not too drunk, nothing. And then it suddenly sets in that I have to ski down a hard hill. And I went, okay.
Immediately, you're sober.
Full panic. I was like, okay, cool, yeah.
Sobered you up quick.
I hung out in that bar for another like 45 minutes, I think. And then I was like, okay.
Just got to do it.
At least I was with another girl who like really didn't know how to ski either. So like we were kind of on the same page.
Yeah.
And so we get there. And the way that like the hill starts, you know, like it kind of like drops. So you get that like push initial. Ooh. The way I could not get past that, I would stand up and I go, butt, stand up.
Yep.
And it took me an hour and a half to get down the hill.
And you did it.
I did it. And you know, I was so proud and I said, done for the day.
That's it. I call it.
Chicken nuggets and another beer and I'm done.
That sounds like a lovely time. A one ski, go around, get some beer, get some chicken nuggets. Like
for one slope.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. I rode the easy hill at Beach Mountain, like 800 times, and I got really good at that.
Yeah, I think it's just hard one. I think it's just like the fear getting in the way, because it's the same thing. You just kind of go a little bit longer and a little bit faster.
Yeah,
but like I'm just like pizza every time.
It's like everyone yelling at me as I fall. They're like, pizza, french fry. And I'm like, I know,
what the hell do you even mean?
Just bring me a pizza with french fries.
Do not tempt me with a good time. If you yell pizza, french fry, I'll be like, where? Where? No, but I really think that I would encourage the shit out of you to do it with me. But
oh, I would definitely do it. That's the one thing is like my motto in life, I guess, is like I've been so scared and so anxious to do so many things, but I've always just done them and I never regret it. So I'm like,
yeah. And I'm a great peer pressure.
Shay's gonna be yelling at me, get up.
That was me on her birthday. I'm like, take the lemon drop shot. And you're like, okay.
Like, shaking as I'm drinking beers, and I'm like, I know I'm gonna regret it.
It is my thing, though.
It is. Yeah. I do. Well, that's the only. Well, actually, I would take a fireball shot.
I think a fireball shot would get me warm and fuzzy enough to where I would really have confidence to do anything. But like after two, I'm calling that because I will. Pass it away. Would make me feel uneasy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's like the spice of it.
You know what it is more so than the hill that I'm now realizing? It's the amount of people that are skiing and snowboarding around you that actually I think is what makes me more nervous.
Oh, and also a little embarrassed because I am going to pizza the whole way down.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to pizza butt.
Oh, that's what you meant by butt. I was like, on your butt. Oh, I thought that was like some ski slang. I was like, I don't know what that means.
She's like, sure. Dang, she's experienced.
Yeah, I was like, God, I don't know what that
means. No, I literally was like, I would stand up and then I would just go back to my butt. So I was like, this girl's not breaking a wrist today.
Not today.
Nor a nail.
No. Oh, that would send me over. But I mean, let's put that on the books as well, shall
we?
Yeah. Because that sounds so good.
You know what else we have to put on the books?
What?
Going to New York.
Yeah, we do. And I'm always down.
I'm always down.
Always down. I love New York. I haven't been to New York in the winter, though, which sounds like a lot of fun. Like, just like super Christmassy. Could be fun. I feel like, though, it could be a little icky. Because it's so crowded and like snow and dirty people and dirty things.
And cold.
I don't know if that's like super appealing.
But like visually, so fun.
It could be fun. And I would love to have a little ice skating moment. But all that to say, we love the holiday season.
All that to tell you happy Thanksgiving. And none of that had to do with Thanksgiving.
Nothing had to do with it. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We hope that you are going to be munching on that freaking turkey. I hope you have the most moist stuffing you've ever had in your life. You know what I mean if you like stuffing.
That was nasty.
Yeah. I mean, I love the word moist. Moist cake, moist brownies. If they're not moist, I'm not eating it. So I hope you have the best food ever, because this is like the second year I'm going into Thanksgiving without my grandma's famous mashed potatoes because she passed.
Ooh, did she do sweet potatoes?
No, mashed potatoes.
Oh, like mashed.
Like she's got that recipe, girl. And I tried to replicate it, did a horrible job. So, Grandma, I'm thinking about you this holiday season. Dear. I know. Love you to death. But it's going to be good just being around all of my family and, you know, them coming here. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah, I am. Here's my hot take. I don't like Thanksgiving food.
Huh?
Yeah, sometimes that resonates with people and sometimes it doesn't. I don't really like turkey.
Ham? I f*** with a ham every time.
I would.
Yeah?
I would. But give me a Hawaiian roll.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, okay. Then I would always have a Hawaiian roll.
Always have the Hawaiian roll and have a little bit of gravy. Oh, I'm like fully...
Not a gravy girl.
Girl, I was born like in the South. I'm
biscuits
a real
and gravy.
Ass, rich ass bitch rich from the South.
Yeah, but that's my hot take. I don't really like Thanksgiving food, and I don't think my family actually really does either.
But do you guys still have it?
Yeah, like we'll still have a turkey.
We'll still have a turkey.
I think.
What, in like chicken nuggets?
Like, no, we always have like, my mom always says like loaded baked potatoes with like the bacon, the cheese. It's like still in that realm, okay. But like we'll have mac and cheese.
Hey,
and
to each their own.
Yeah, but she like twists it in her own way.
No, but I definitely need, I need the gravy, the green beans with the bacon. I need the stuffing. I need the freaking extra gravy. Did we say that? Yes.
Did we forget the gravy?
Pumpkin pie with like hella mash, like hella whipped cream.
Whipped cream.
Ooh, girl, I love Thanksgiving food. So, I mean, I do feel like I get it.
Yeah.
Because it is like, but you only have it that one time and that's the only time I'm okay with it.
That, yeah. So don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
A girl loves to eat.
Oh, we all know.
It's just specifically.
That's like our one thing that we
really, really, really have in common.
Yeah. We're like, damn.
We actually have nothing else in common. It's just that we're both hungry girls.
We're both hungry girls. That's so true, though. I will always just be a hungry girl. Like, I, dieting, don't know her. Restricting any type of food, couldn't do it. I need good food to make me happy.
I love food.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, we still have it, but it's that's what I was going to say. You talked about your grandma. My grandma also used to make sweet potatoes.
Ooh.
Like, you know, mashed sweet potatoes, and she put marshmallows on top of it.
Of course.
And then she'd like broil it so they're crisped at the top.
See, that, it's such a niche like time of the year that I crave. I start craving it November 1st, dude. My sister makes it with like a little crunch, like sweet crunch on top.
Ooh,
dude.
Mom, that's a good idea.
It's good. I'll send you that recipe.
My mom makes it. And I do. That's the one I think I do actually really like it's the marshmallows, but the
marshmallows are good.
I do like the sweet
potato. But I like to have like, we can go into this all day. I was about to go into how I'm a crust girl. It's fine. We get it.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you a quick story about my cabin Thanksgiving last year.
Please.
Because we can laugh about it now.
I also have a Thanksgiving story. You tell me first.
So we went to this cabin in the Poconos, and it was my mom, my dad, my brother Chris, and my sister-in-law Callie. And, you know, we were there for a couple days and we're hiking and it's great. And we all know I already had the flu. So, you know, I was on my deathbed, but we were surviving, having a great time. And it was super cold. Like, we weren't really being outside. It was just cozy moments. So Thanksgiving comes around and, you know, my mom's cooking in the kitchen, and it's, you know, not her kitchen, so it's very new, and she's like trying to
hate that.
Yeah, she's trying to figure out everything, where everything is, and you know, all the things. And so she's always makes a amazing dinner. Thank you. Every year, Mom.
By herself. That
she
is
does
something.
It. Callie like helps make like appetizers. I'll help a little bit, or like, you know, we'll help around, but like my mom makes the bulk of the meal mm-hmm. by herself.
You know how like much planning that takes?
No, I know. That's why we're all like, thank you.
Yeah. No. Thankful.
Thankful. What are you thankful, Mom?
Mom.
Karen.
Karen. I'm also gonna say that I'm thankful for Karen this year. You brought me the most angelist of angels in my life. So.
I'm dead. We will never.
I'll be thinking about you.
I'm happy my mom listens.
Me too. It's like we always are like, Karen, we love you.
But so basically she's making everything, and we noticed this earlier in the week that the oven was a little
iffy.
And you know, my mom's cooking away, she's multitasking, doing so many things. Next thing you know, something's on fire in the kitchen, in the oven. It's on fire.
This is like something from a movie.
Oh, yeah. No, it was straight up. I mean, in the moment, not funny. My mom was really upset. And we were all like, dang.
Was it the turkey?
No, I think it was the marshmallows.
Oh,
because the
no.
broil was so hot
yeah.
on that oven. It just like, you know how like when you broil something, you have to like a minute or else it will like, burn?
Yeah.
I think she like literally left it on for like 2 minutes and it went up in flames. And she had multiple things in the oven too.
And you had to like.
Yeah. And it was. What was
That's so depressing.
I think it was my mom was like, oh my God. She starts freaking out. And then I think my dad. Number one rule in an oven. If there's something on fire in the oven, you don't open the oven.
Yeah.
Because then the oxygen will.
So what do you do? I didn't know that was. I would have been like, huh?
So I don't know the next steps, but Chris did.
He is a survival expert.
Yeah, I would just have stared at it.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to head out.
Yeah, so I was not supposed to open it. So my dad opened it really quick and it,
yeah,
you know, right. And my brother's like, no, like, don't open it, whatever, grabs a fire extinguisher. Like, I've never seen one in action.
No,
me
either.
First time.
Oh, it's so, it's actually crazy. I would love to see that.
Yeah, so we did all this, you know, it's all over the oven.
Thanksgiving was a disaster.
It was. We still had the mac and cheese, though, I think.
Oh, I'm
and
down
the turkey.
For that.
And like, perfect. We still had stuff. We just didn't have the mashed potatoes and like a couple other things. But
that's fine.
Yeah, I was like, that's fine. I mean, what are you going to do? You can't do anything about it.
You can't do anything. Well, my story is this is like 3 years ago, maybe. My grandma is like, she is like the queen, or she was like the queen of just. Looking at something and trying it, you know? Like one time we were at a
finger food?
Yeah. No, she just likes to like try new things. Like if she doesn't know what something is, she's just going to pop it in her mouth and try it.
Okay? Brave woman.
Brave woman. So we went to like sushi one time. She put the whole wasabi thing in her mouth and she was like and didn't know that it was wasabi. And we were like story after story of her doing these crazy things. Well, we were at Thanksgiving and my sister lived in Paris at this time. And
wait,
she brought
one?
Peyton.
Oh my God, you well-traveled woman.
I know, she really is. But she lived in Paris and she brought back these like Parisian chocolates, right? Mm-hmm. They were only meant for us girls, us sisters, okay? Because they were filled with vodka.
Oh, I was about to say, what's wrong with them?
There are these like shots of vodka
right with
in
them.
Chocolate, okay? And my grandma didn't know. She's like looking around. She's a little snacker. She loves sweets too, or she loved sweets. And so... I hate having to correct myself every time.
I know.
But she loved sweets. And so she saw these chocolates and she was like going in. And everybody like didn't notice. And she's looking around like, and we're like, what? And she's like, and spits it out. And she's like, I don't know what I just ate.
Wait, it was like straight up like vodka?
Straight
like liquid vodka.
Liquid vodka in these chocolate balls. Like, it doesn't seem like it should work.
No, I mean, I've heard of like last year I spent Christmas and at my Aunt Melissa and Uncle Paul's, and they had chocolates there that had like bourbon, but it wasn't like bourbon. It was like, it had bourbon in it and like, it was a different consistency. It wasn't like liquid.
Yeah, no, I think it was liquid. Like you kind of like, maybe it was a little bit thicker. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And it's like Parisian, like whatever. So it was like super
no
fancy.
No rules there.
No rules there. But yeah, we died
so
laughing.
So grandma got drunk.
Grandma had a nice time at Thanksgiving.
I thought you were gonna say that like she just kept eating them.
No,
and didn't realize, and I was like, oh,
that would make
no.
me LOL. Like she would be the one to get the weed brownies, and you're like,
yeah,
grandma.
I was gonna say, you're like, no, don't eat that.
Yeah. Not that we do that, okay?
Yeah.
But it would be. She would eat them, is what I'm saying.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but just so funny and such a little memoir to my G mom. We love you so much. But anyways, I just am excited to see what this Thanksgiving brings us.
Yeah, and we just wanna. Tell you guys happy Thanksgiving,
yeah.
And we're grateful for you.
We're
I'm
so
grateful for you.
Always grateful for you.
And also to let you know that there will not be an episode next week.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. We're taking a break, baby. We are on vacation.
Yeah.
We're visiting
fam.
Our fam. Super excited. But moving on, I feel like, what should we recap? Did we recap our party?
Oh,
we can go a little bit into it. We've talked about my birthday so freaking much.
We're going to spare you the details.
We're going to spare you too much of the details because, my God.
We're annoying.
I need to just chill out, okay? It was my birthday. We all get it. Anyway.
Yep. She was a pig. I was a dinosaur.
Yes, we did do our onesie moment. We had the limo show up, had all of our girls here. It was genuinely the best time I've ever had. Like, it felt like you said to me, you were like, that felt like college. Like, I didn't go to college, but I feel like I know what you mean. Like, it felt like just like back in the day when you just cut loose and literally
not have a care in the world. Like,
no care.
I think I said when we went out, it was like to the point where there was literally no one else around us. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, are there even people here?
Yeah.
Like, I just didn't even notice anyone because we were all in our own world. I don't know what that says about how much we drank, but
no, here's my thing is I'm like, I have like one drink and I'm like, lemon drop shots, anyone?
It's you're like, I'm sick, gonna have a good time.
It's a sick disease I have.
Well, it's just like Barcelona Wine Bar really sped that process up.
Right. So we went to Barcelona and we had like all the yummy tapas and then this guy comes on the table.
Derek
came to the table and just stands on the table and is like pouring this like sangria,
like white sangria, yeah,
in our mouths. And we're like going, we're like seeing how long each of us can go. And like mm-hmm. Abby went the long, it was just, it was so fun. And then we went to like Putt-Putt and like the limo. Oh my God.
The limo was more fun than anything else that we literally did.
I was more excited for the limo than anything else. I don't know why they're not a thing anymore.
No, I mean, so, like, if I'm sorry, but if you live in Nashville and you're like, oh my God, or you're visiting Nashville and you're like, oh my God, we should do a party bus. Don't do a party bus, do a limo. It's so much more fun.
Please do a limo. It's so see you in tea, if you will, in like the sweetest way possible. Plus, like, so also, see you next Tuesday.
Also, like, it is a party bus in the limo, but then you also can go to other places and get out, and then you get back into a party bus. Yeah. So much better than an Uber.
I mean, so much better.
We're also blowing smoke here because, like, I wouldn't be able to afford a limo. So, I mean, I don't.
Well, that's my thing. If we made them more popular, maybe they'd drop the price.
Yeah, drop the price, limos.
So, shout out to my sister, Tori, for getting us the limo for my birthday.
Thank you so much,
Tori.
That
was the best. Like, I was sending her videos just being like, I'm having the best time ever. And
last night,
you're hilarious.
I was sitting on the couch. I'm like, there's nothing to watch on TV. So, I literally was just like, let me just relive.
Let me just recap.
Saturday.
I mean, it was pretty crazy. Like, we went out. We had a time. Literally the best birthday ever. I'm so thankful for my friends. Thankful for being able to, I don't know, do that. I don't know.
Thankful again.
We're giving thanks. Yeah, oh, but man. Genuinely the best birthday. So like so happy to had the best birthday. I didn't cry on my birthday, so
I almost cried out of just like pure happiness and joy.
If I would have cried, it would have been for that reason.
I mean, I didn't get home till like 4 a.m.
Right. We tried to order Taco Bell.
Oh, Taco Bell speed it up.
First of all, we did stay out later than we had our limo. So we had to Uber home, right? We sent our limo driver off. We're like, listen, love, we're gonna keep going. So much love. Have the best night. But we had to Uber home after we were done, and we were like, we asked the Uber driver, we were like, hey, do you mind if we like stop and get food? He said no.
We said we'll pay you more. No.
No.
Okay.
Like, cool. No, period. That was it.
And we said, okay.
And for me, I'm like, what does that mean? I've never heard that before.
Yeah. And we were like, and then suddenly, what was it? Sophia goes, Uber Eats or something. She starts whipping up like Uber Eats. And I'm like,
so we spend $60 on Taco Bell for it to be 2 hours delayed, for us all to go to sleep and wake up and it's at my neighbor's door. Like, I'm so sorry to my neighbor. And also, I'm so sorry to that Uber driver that had to stay out all night because we didn't even, we were like, I'm not waiting.
Why was it a 2 hour delivery? And why did we say, yeah, we'll be up?
No, we were like, I want this so bad. I'm going to stay up and chat. And we all were like,
I wanted it so bad. Instead of Taco Bell, though, we had coconut cake, which is a wild replacement.
it did the job just fine. Mm-hmm. But anyway, and then we debriefed it all at brunch.
Yeah, we did. I was struggling.
Oh, we were all struggling.
Yeah, I had a really bad headache that day.
We all were like, I really have not. I think it was because we stayed up so late too.
Yeah, it didn't help. But yeah. Honestly, that coconut cake probably saved my life.
I agree. The Taco Bell would have saved my life tenfold.
Yeah, because then I went home and I had
pizza.
Had garlic knot thingies.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It was so good.
But yeah, I highly recommend a morning debrief after a night out.
That's what also brings me back to college. I was like, we went out and then we did brunch. And I said, wow, this is really bringing me back to college.
Because you know when you go out and like I have the worst anxiety ever. So mm-hmm. I go out and everything's fine. Sure, I act a little stupid. And then I wake up the next day. Anxiety hits me like a ton of bricks. But when I'm with all of you, we all debrief together. I'm like, We all were in the same boat. Oh, like, yeah. Why am I being anxious and feeling like I did something crazy when I didn't?
No need to worry.
Dude, I wish that I had a morning debrief every morning.
Same.
Right.
I have anxiety every day. You know, anxiety in company is way better than by yourself.
Way better. Because I'm like, I'm not the only one.
I know. And then we just have Rome with us.
Oh, yeah. And he's also just like,
the man just shoving chocolate chip pancakes in his face. Oh, and we're like,
sure. He's one of the girls.
No,
he literally is always like, I want to hang out with Shannon. are you seeing Shannon tonight after he's going to bed? I'm like, no.
No?
Yeah.
I'm walking in the door.
Yeah.
No, he's go like, to bed.
I want to see her. Yeah. But I, yeah, again, had the best birthday. And yeah. Super happy excited. Birthday. Yay, thanks. Thanks, guys. Love ya. So I feel like a fun conversation.
Oh, I'm going to ask you a question.
You go. I'm gonna ask you a
question. So we're on a chicken fry.
Right. Let's talk about it.
Do you know about it?
Oh, I know about
okay.
it.
Okay. If you don't know, long story short, she broke up with her ex-boyfriend. Or no, she didn't, I guess.
He did.
He broke up with her and asked her to sign an NDA for $12.9 million. And she's denied. That's really all you need to know.
Yeah.
Would you take the money?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
I don't think I would.
You don't think you would?
Mm-mm.
12.9. Let's recap that. Let's talk about this.
13
because
mil.
Let's say you buy a house, $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
One.
Mm-hmm.
You have 12 more mm-hmm. million dollars. And say you invest that money, you're set up for the rest of your life. And you'd say no?
So the reason I would say no is okay. because I, just the way their relationship is mm-hmm. so clearly messed up. And he's obviously like a narcissist or whatever. But like, you know, no one will ever know what happened behind closed doors unless Brianna Chicken Fry released the videos. But of course, mm-hmm. that's her own choice and mm-hmm. we all respect it.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing all of that and how manipulative he is, that man's not signing a check for $12.9 million tomorrow. He's going to give her pennies for the rest of her life just well, to shut
was,
her up.
No, she said it was in the span of 3 years.
Oh, that was actually
she would be paid.
Mm-hmm. Well, then that's a different story.
She said that on the pod. She said it would be in the span of 3 years, which I would say $12.9 million in the span of 3 years.
Yeah, do that math for me. I don't know.
You're getting about $4 million a year.
I mean, that's pretty nice. But at the same time, you factor in her career.
So that's what I'm saying. So here's my thing. I understand because you don't know what's in that contract.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want my ex to be trailing my ass, making sure I'm not yapping about him.
Exactly.
And
everyone else around her.
Yeah.
That was insane.
So I understand.
From her point of view, I think she made the right decision.
I think so too. I mean, I wouldn't do that because I'm like, oh, great. I got out of a relationship and I got $13 million. Like, sure. But at the same time, I'm just like, I don't know how much she's making, first of all. She could be 100% fine without that.
I think she is fine, but I mean, that's still probably like, I mean, a yeah. lot of money.
But also, I mean, I get why she did it because I'm like, I would just want to, sometimes you just want, like, especially in a relationship.
You want to wipe your hands clean.
You want to just leave that person so far behind you. So I have a lot of respect for her for not taking the money and bringing awareness to emotional abuse because it is something that I feel like is not talked about enough.
No.
And like as a girl in that situation, like as the woman in the situation too, like you just, they make you feel so inferior. And so, I mean, like the way that she talks about it is so well articulated because she's like, I genuinely still am dealing with like this fear that like he's like looming behind me or like I'm doing something that would piss him off. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's not something that just affects you in the relationship. It affects you for a long time after. So I really do respect her so much for bringing awareness to that and for talking about it because I literally am not listening to another song by him again.
No, actually. And that's, that was a loud
that
one.
That was a good one.
One, agreed. I fully respect her for, you know, everything and deciding to do that because, like, I think that she is fortunate enough to have people behind her like Dave Portnoy, not in the sense where, like, you know, he's financially doing anything for her, but just like the support
mm-hmm.
and like knowing you have people in your corner that will like back you up till no end.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, like, you know, she's probably stable enough in her own life to be like, I will deny the money. And like, is it a lot of money? Yeah, but like, I'll be okay and I'll figure it out. And yeah. then to the second point is that it's hard because I do like some Zach Bryan songs, but man, I can't even look at his face.
How lucky are we? Oh, I'm literally, and have you seen this clip of him?
Yes. Where he's yelling in the mic.
He literally,
my ex.
And I could see him like, that's just a snippet of how insane angry. He is and angry he is. I could not even imagine how he must have been in that, like, behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. I feel like he was more than just emotionally abusive. I feel like he is definitely, like, flat out just abusive. Because I can't, I don't know, like, that clip got me like, oh, you're insane.
Yeah, no, it's like, it's a little piece where you're like, and then he completely switches back. Like, he, like, gets really angry and yells and steps away from the mic, and then he's like,
like, he's putting on a show. That's scary, dude. Yeah.
I mean, he clearly was putting on a whole show for everyone, like, being this nice Southern country guy, or sorry, not country, because he doesn't like to say he sings. He's a folk singer.
Hell up.
God, when you're
the Morgan Wallen thing, though, correct me.
What, up. Her singing?
Yes, and him getting mad for like 3 days, a week straight.
How insecure of a man are you?
Oh, you like. Are the
she
smallest
couldn't listen to
man.
Noah Kahan?
Are you kidding me? It's like bizarre. And like the dress that she wore, just like every
that one scenario.
And all of this stuff is just what she's like allowing us to know. Mm-hmm. I cannot even imagine what we don't know.
No, exactly.
But okay, all that goes to say, $13 million is so much money.
It's a lot of money.
Like, let's not forget that $13 million, like, that was a huge thing for her to turn down.
No, and that's why it's like, if you're sitting there questioning if she's even telling the truth, there's something wrong with you. Like, no one's offering someone to sign an NDA for $13 million mm-hmm. if they know they didn't do anything wrong.
And the shitty part is he's like, he did that for all of his past girlfriends. He's going to do that for all of his future girlfriends. And like, what if it's not a Brianna Chicken Fry who has the option to not take the money?
That's the thing, is like, that's where he is, for a lack of a better word, f***ed up, because he dated someone that was popular.
He is royally so messed up for that, because I'm sure he's done so many horrible things and these women just cannot say a word about it.
The girls before, his girlfriends and even wife before, he probably asked them to sign NDAs for way less than $13 million mm-hmm. probably. Mm-hmm. And they probably did, which is so sad and so unfortunate.
100%. And like, imagine not being in a situation like that and you're like, well, oh my God, this would literally help me so much in my life, and like, I have no option actually than to take it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I think it's the most bizarre thing I've heard in my like in the past
it's wild.
Few months.
When that it's, came out, I was like, wow. Yeah, so crazy. Hats off to Brianna Chicken Fry, because
yeah.
Much respect, honestly.
I know. I would have to ponder that decision for a long time before I turn that down, like, girl. Like, shoot, $4 million a year. I don't know. That sounds really good. But I mean, I think this whole situation is crazy. And I have a lot of respect for her.
I do.
And I feel like also all of this, she's been in this past year, like, she's gotten hit hard with like things that she said and like, kind of just been in a bad mental spot too. Mm-hmm. I just think about like how maybe a lot of that is reflecting her relationship.
Well, she did say, what was it when she was talking about the Menendez brothers, and she was like, why didn't they just run away? And she was like, obviously I was projecting.
Right.
And she literally repeated, she said, obviously I was projecting. And she goes, obviously I was projecting. Like, clearly.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And I was like, oh, that's so true. Because she was like, I mean, she's aware. She's probably like super self-aware, being like, yeah, I didn't run away.
Mm.
And like, I was in a scenario.
That makes so much sense. That's what I was, that scenario is what I was thinking of.
Though. Yeah.
It's like, you know, when you are like being manipulated, like, it's not just like in the relationship, it's like your whole decisions, like all everything that you like think, they kind of manipulate your thoughts and like what you believe in, whatever. And I feel like that is so reflecting like a Zach Bryan.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Right. Too, is like Zach Bryan was like in like making her think differently about Barstool Sports and like Dave Portnoy. And like, you know, everyone can have their own opinion on Barstool Sports and Dave Portnoy and everything, because he's kind of a controversial person. But for like, sure. It's like that should be her own decision. She literally works for the man. She is on the podcast with him and they're best friends, quote unquote. I don't know their actual relationship, but like,
another thing that I respect is a little Dave Portnoy BFF moment.
Dude,
him being so there for her.
Honestly, it made me, I personally do like Dave Portnoy, but honestly, it made me fall in love with him even more, because I was like, man, that man is a ride or die.
Mm-hmm.
And he stood there and she was texting him about like, what should I do? And like, he's a good person to talk to about NDAs and that much money.
And you like, know,
what do
you
do?
You know, he helped her out so much. So much. Like, I, that was like, damn, hats off, because that was like a, that was like a dad moment for him. No, you know, honestly, what I mean?
I was like, suddenly I kind of view him as a dad. And I was like,
this is Dave Portner. Portner. This is Dave Portner. How do you say his name? Dave Portnor.
Dave Portnoy.
Dave Portnoy. Oh my God. Dave Portnoy.
Whoa.
Dude. Dave Portnoy. Dave.
His brother. Name's not real anymore.
Dave.
Davey.
I was trying to like recap him doing that text. That made me LOL. That made me laugh so hard. I was like, because he's like, hey, this is Dave. Like, F you.
Oh, to the lawyer?
Yes.
Yeah, killed
so
me.
So funny. And you know, it's like, you don't, he's not one you really want
to
mess with.
No. And like, to be Breonna Chicken Fry and be in the position where you're like, I feel like Zach Bryan's like looming, and like, she also still feels like she doesn't want to hurt his feelings and all this stuff. To have someone be like, I don't give a about Zach Bryan.
He does not care at all.
Yeah,
like, about really anything. He's also at that age where it's like, no filter. I don't care about you.
Like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. But also another thing with this whole situation was like Breonna and Grace. Like, that made me so sad because we oh my God, it was so emotional.
Oh, that video I sent you?
Yes.
I cried. I literally was like,
okay, so obviously we've a lot of girls have been in a situation where a man comes in between you and your best friend, and it is the worst thing ever, because like, I've been like that person that has to like feel like she has to choose between one or the other. And obviously you choose wrong in the moment. Like,
you always choose the guy.
You always choose the guy. And it's like, it's just, it's such a sad thing, because then you, when you come out of it, it's like, why would I ever do that to this person who would die for me? You know what I mean? Like, and it made me think of me and you, because I'm like, if anything got in between us, like, oh my God, it's like so depressing. They really like, We just saw it all unfold. We all saw that relationship like kind of break down.
Yeah.
And then seeing that video where they were like, we really like went to the mountains and like we like we're back. You know?
I know. And then it's a nice montage of the two of them like having a great time. I was like, I'm going to cry, because it's, I feel like the older you get, and like we've talked about this before, the older you get, the it's so hard to have true, true friends. And like, to have friends like that you're that close with, and to have some guy come between it. And trust me, like, I've been there. Like, we've all been there. It's like this hard thing. It's like these people who are your best friends and these girls that they love you, or like your one best friend, she loves you so much and wants the best for you. But then you're like looking at this guy that you're thinking, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's this like,
it's a triangle. It's really hard.
Yeah. And it's, but that should be your first sign too, though, is that if your best friend that knows you to your core is sitting there being like, this isn't the guy for you, like he's treating you terribly, or like, I don't like him.
And that's usually why they hate the best friend, is because
they're telling them
how the hell it is. And I'm like, but it's also, it's just so real, because it's like, I hate that things like that relationship is on social media, because everybody's like reading into it and stuff like that. But
you're
that
talking about Grace and Breonna?
Yes.
Yeah.
Grace and Breonna, like that whole thing unfolded online, and just like just hearing all of these crazy, crazy rumors. And I feel like we all were looking at Zach Bryan like he's great. I don't know why. I feel like I didn't think twice about them. Like, I was rooting for them.
I didn't. So was I.
Yeah.
At one point, I actually remember myself say, I'm rooting for Breonna Chicken Fry and Zach Bryan. And
right.
That's then to then, you know, what everyone knows, to go and show you that like not everything is as perfect as it seems.
I know, it really isn't. And it's like
sad.
It was, because it was like so many rumors of like Breonna being like horrible to Grace, and like it was really just this
Zach
horrible man
manipulating and emotionally abusing her.
Yeah.
And honestly rewiring her brain.
Isn't that scary?
That's like terrifying.
I feel like I've seen it happen. I feel like it's happened to me. Like, it is truly crazy.
I mean, you know, like you when you like a guy, you can feel your like your thoughts being like rewired in a way where you're like, oh, like you start making excuses for them, or you know, you're like, well, maybe they didn't mean it, or, and it's just like
they kind of have a point.
They kind of have a point. And like, and then take a step back and you're like, I would never say that. Like, your friend's telling that you the same thing, you'd be like, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
And bare minimum.
Bare minimum. Literally. That's my thing right now. I'm like, bare minimum.
Bare minimum.
For everything. It's like,
Is it like? It's that TikTok. Well, when we left the restaurant, he opened the door. Bare minimum.
Yeah. But I know. I mean, that's the thing, though. It's just like, they're usually doing the bare minimum and they're just really good at manipulating you. And yeah. It's like, that really is crazy. But anyway, all goes to say, we are definitely respecting that decision, that crazy, crazy yeah. decision. I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, because I'm honest. Crazy to think about.
She not only, also, she was offered a New York apartment, the house in like Montana yeah. or something like that. Crazy.
Yeah. And she said no.
She said
more no. power to you, Brianna yeah. Chicken Fry. I respect
and
you.
And she keeps talking about it. And I'm like, dude, I'd milk that till the very end.
Yeah.
I would.
I mean, we say milking, but I say milking in the most respectful way ever because I'm like, girl, just do your thing.
Do it. Use the, like, just, we.
You keep going.
You keep going. We want to hear about it. We're on your side. It's also such I'm a good, you. It's such a good learning experience for a bunch of younger girls that watch her.
I was gonna say personally, it's like kind of like educational in the sense where I'm like learning like about like what she went through. And I'm like, yeah, that's not good. Like there are guys that do this mm-hmm. very
oh, it's
common.
Often. It's very often. And also like, it's just like the signs that I feel like we all saw mm-hmm. throughout this year. And it's like, yeah, these are the signs of like, you're going through an abusive relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's such a good, like, I'm so happy she's talking about it because so many people are probably either leaving their relationship right now.
She said that. She literally was like, I'm getting DMs of people being like, thank you so much. This is what I needed to leave my relationship. Like,
exactly. And you know how like life-changing that is for some people?
Yeah. Much respect to Brianna Chicken Fry. And this is going to be a weird transition, but I'm going to do it anyways. Do you believe in aliens?
Yeah.
Yeah?
For sure.
Like the green guys?
Well, I mean like...
just extraterrestrial beings.
Like, I think that like there's definitely some other form of living life. Thing out there.
Yeah.
Which I guess technically is called an alien. I don't know if they're green. They could be green. I feel like I just see them, I don't know, being like little critters.
So my TikTok has been very alien heavy lately.
Oh.
I don't know why.
I love this transition.
We went from something really... that's what I was saying. I'm going to go with it because there's not really much you can do to transition from that one.
You can't.
So my TikTok has been alien heavy lately. And I guess apparently I know nothing. Okay. So I'm going to probably get a lot of it wrong about like where this information came from. Like something about the Pentagon and the government had a meeting in November.
Oh.
And they basically admitted that they have seen or have, you know, proof of alien existence, but it's in the ocean.
Oh, I could obviously see that too. Haven't we explored like maybe 10% of the ocean?
Yeah. And I was like,
we've probably explored more space than we have our own planet.
Yeah. They're looking for the aliens up there and they're like, losers, we're down here.
We're down here. But also, are they aliens if they're in the inner ocean?
So I think it's like, okay, wait, also, this is random too. Well, not really random, but I was always calling them UFOs, right?
Yeah.
They're now called UAPs.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
maybe. No, they're not. They're UFOs for our life.
I wrote down what UAP apparently means.
Oh, wait, actually, I feel like I've heard that.
Unidentified anomaly phenomena.
Jesus.
Why can't we do with unidentified objects?
Objects. Flying objects. UFP. Flying
sauces.
Yeah. But what about this?
Yeah. So apparently they're like, they've been here for so long just observing us and they're like little stations almost.
So they're not from here.
I think they came down, but they've been here for so long that now they're like rising from the ocean.
Is this for real?
No, I don't know.
That would be absolutely insane.
This could be TikTok blasphemy.
Dude, if they were observing us, they're probably like,
well,
we don't have much to work with here.
They're like, dang, guys.
Get it together.
You guys are so far behind.
Get it together.
But it was hilarious because I saw this guy talking about it and he was like, the aliens are probably like, they came down here a long time ago. They sent Jim down. They're like, man, go scope out this earth place.
See what's going on.
Yeah. He was like, all right, well, I mean, like 75% of this place is water. So right. We should probably just inhabit the water, right? And he's like, yeah, I guess so. And he's like, yeah, all the people there just live on the land, though. And there, he was like, why? I don't know. Something about the pressure and they just can't do it down there. So, and he's like, all right,
we just can't do it down there.
So he's like, all right, we'll just station in the water, you know, that's so much crazy. Space down there. I'm like, that's honestly true.
It's so true. Like, and like, now that I'm thinking about it, like, no, we would have no effing idea.
Because as the human race, I think we all collectively are terrified of going that deep in the ocean. Well, yeah. And then also to the point we actually physically can't.
Yeah.
There's just a point in the ocean where we just cannot explore.
Wow. That's crazy. I mean, I believe it because it's the smartest thing to do.
I know. I mean, honestly, they were like,
it's adding up.
These guys are just living on the land. Let's just go to the water.
Let's just go to the water and see what happens.
Yeah.
Also, like, give us your research when you're done down there. I'd love to know.
I know. I went down a deep, dark hole of like.
Yesterday, Rome, actually, it's just weird you brought this up. Rome was like, do you believe in mermaids or something like that?
Oh, well, me and Rome hung out.
Yeah. So you guys were talking about
I said, do you remember?
He said something about mermaids. And I was like, yeah, like they're definitely mermaids. And I was like, duh, like there has to be.
Yeah, of course.
There has to be. No, that is crazy though. I feel like I would love to know what their plan is.
Yeah, I just was actually before I came over here, I was like watching a video about it. And I just was like,
oh, I deep dive into things like that, like conspiracy theories. Yeah. Like, and sometimes they just add up way
too much. It's a little uncomfortable.
It's a little uncomfortable. And I'm like, ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
For sure.
Let's, I said, so I'm not going to be exploring the ocean anytime soon.
No, definitely not.
Oh, don't but plan to the either. One guy that was talking about like how it makes sense that they would go to the ocean. Think about it. Like if you're a scuba diver,
mm-hmm.
all you hear is that. That was pretty damn good.
That was weird. What are you, Darth Vader or something?
I was like, wait, I didn't expect that to sound that good.
That was wild.
Okay, anyways, he was like, all you hear is that and the silence of the ocean. He goes, it's like eerily similar to space.
No, I don't like it.
So I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
It does make sense, dude. It does.
So my dad also believes in mermaids.
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
Yeah, well.
For sure.
We watched that Discovery Channel mermaid documentary. Did you ever watch that?
No.
Oh my god, it's hilarious. Well, it's not hilarious. It's hilarious because my dad fully believes it.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was like mermaids are real. It was like all this whole documentary. And me and my dad sat down and watched it. And my dad was like, oh my god, mermaids are real.
Stop.
Like he was like, mermaids are real. Like that's a fact. Now, we watched it and the credits rolled and all the way at the bottom of the credits, it says this documentary is fictional. And my dad didn't read that part. He went to work the next day and was like, mermaids are real, guy.
You're kidding.
He went around for like the next couple of days being like, mermaids are real. Mermaids are real. And he's like telling the whole story about how they came about and like how they evolved and, you know, the whole thing. And then he's telling me this story. He's like, yeah, so, you know, I was telling Joe over, you know, in the sales department that mermaids are real. And I'm telling about how we watched this documentary. And I went, wait, Dad, you're like going out in public and saying this?
Wait.
And he's like, yeah, it's real. And I was like, no, at the end of the credits, it said.
It's not.
Fictional. This is a fictional. And I'll, he was say, like, you're kidding me.
It's not fair that they could sit there and call themselves a documentary just for it to be fictional. That's
nope.
Fake news is what I call that.
Yep. So
that's crazy.
It was funny. So now ever since then, like I'll occasionally we'll just be like, well, Dad believes mermaids are real.
No, we're not letting him live that down.
No, not at all.
Telling people, have you heard?
He's like at work. Have you heard that mermaids are real? No, they have proof now. They have proof.
It's proof. Well, now they have proof of aliens, so I believe that.
Yeah, so now I'm my dad.
And so now you're watching fake news.
Yeah,
so.
I'm going around being like, you know, aliens are real. They're in our oceans. They're actually mermaids.
Yep. So
full circle.
Full circle moment there. Oh my God, that's funny. But anyways, next time I see him, I'm going to have to bring that up.
So Tom, you believe in mermaids.
I see you. I also believe in mermaids. I believe that.
I mean, you told your son it.
I did. I did. He believes it too.
You got to live by it now.
Yeah. Anyway, so this has been fun and a fun little Thanksgiving ep.
A fun little ep.
So let's move on into
a little see you next Tuesday.
The see you next Tuesday of the week segment. Shannon, again, let's have you take this away.
Well. See you guys next Tuesday. Am I see you next Tuesday for covering up cameras in the living room, bedroom, and bathroom in my husband's family home? I recently got married, and we've recently moved into my husband's family home. It's a big house on a farm in the middle of nowhere. It's beautiful, but slightly creepy because of how old and run down and secluded it is. The people who live in this house are myself, female 24, my husband, John, male 37, my brother-in-law, 38, and his wife, female, 25. My other brother-in-laws, male 42 and male 26, and my father-in-law, male 60. I'm a stay-at-home wife, hopefully mother soon, we're trying, and my sister-in-law and I are responsible for the house while the guys work on the farm. It's a very traditional family, something I wasn't quite used to. Within a few days, I noticed that the house, including our bedroom, living room, and bathroom, had cameras installed. It made me extremely uncomfortable, and I confronted my husband about this. He told me it's for safety and not to worry about it. I questioned the cameras in the bathroom, and he said those were just fakes and to drop the subject. I did because his tone told me he didn't want to discuss it any further. But the cameras kept bugging me, and after a few days, I covered them up. I felt weird being under constant camera presences. When my husband got home, he asked me to come to our bedroom, and he was furious. He started shouting at me that I had no right to change anything in his family home. He said he already told me to ignore the cameras. I questioned the cameras again and explained how they made me feel, but he asked me if I didn't trust him. I said I trusted him. He asked if I trusted his family. I said that I did. Then he said, see, there's no problem then. Only family has access to these cameras. I tried telling him that it wasn't better, but he told me to never touch the cameras again and to stop being a problem. The next morning, no one would talk to me, including my sister-in-law. When we were alone, she told me to stop making a mess and that she just can't talk to me as that's punishment for being disrespectful. She told me to stop being an asshole and listen to John and not get her involved in my marital problems. I didn't think I was being an asshole. I only tried to express my feeling and that this made me super uncomfortable. But everyone in the house thinks that I'm in the wrong and I'm just kind of confused. Am I really a see you next Tuesday for covering up the cameras?
No.
Weird. I think it's a cult.
Ew.
I think it's a cult because literally... She said, my husband, male 37, my sister-in-law, female 25, and my brother-in-law, male 38. Her husband's 37, she's 24. Her brother-in-law's 38, his wife is 25. And then they have two other brothers and a dad, and that's it. So they're the only two women there. Huh. And they're both in the same age gap.
First of all, I'm weird about cameras in general.
Run.
If there's a camera, I'm sorry, in the bathroom?
In the bathroom. Oh, it's fake? I'd be like, why is it here?
I do not give a rat's. Like, I'm cutting that wire. That's absolutely weird. I don't like that. And for everybody to make that big of an issue about it is telling me that they're projecting that something's actually going on.
Something's going on there.
Ew, no, you're not a see you next Tuesday. Everybody else in that house is, and get out of that house.
No, literally, that's the start of a horror movie.
That is the start of a horror movie. And also, like, why would everyone in the family have access to the cameras and not you? Him saying that made me think, oh, they're not fake.
That's true, because he's like, oh, only the family has access to it. And she's like, well, technically, I'm family.
Yeah, why don't I have access to it?
Yeah, so let me see what's on it.
No, that's crazy. And them, like, gaslighting her into being like, you're insane.
Also,
like,
the sister-in-law, too.
Yeah, what a see you next Tuesday, if you will.
What a see you next Tuesday.
What a see you next Tuesday.
She's a see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, no, I don't like that at all. Like, I would definitely...
Also, stop being a problem.
Crazy. Stop being a problem. Stop being an a-hole. What is wrong with you guys that you're making me feel crazy?
Why do you guys want to watch me pee?
Right. Right. Is there going to be cameras in the shower?
Where are these cameras? Oh, it's fake.
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, why are they there? Also, are they just like out in the open? Because that's also weird.
What do you have to protect in the bathroom?
Cult.
Ew, weird.
That's what gives me cult vibes.
I don't like that.
Also, at a secluded farm in the middle of nowhere.
You're gonna die, girl.
You are literally living a horror movie.
You're gonna die. That's crazy. No, I would definitely like get out of there. If they had any issue with the camera being on me, I would be like, okay, well, you're not respecting anything that I'm saying, so I'm gonna leave.
I'd be like, I didn't know I signed up for a reality television show.
Stop trying for a kid is all I can tell her. Divorce.
Divorce. Goodbye. Because anyway. We all know he's going to come out as a male, apparently. Dude. That family is just men.
Yeah, scary.
Scary. It's giving like, I don't know what it's giving. I almost said Midsommar.
Ooh, a Midsommar moment. Yeah.
Wait, have you seen Midsommar?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I should make sure.
Yeah.
Florence Pugh, right?
Yeah.
Man, she's just saying everything.
She's pretty good at what she does.
Is she naked in that movie, too?
Of course. You know? Anyway, so that was weird, and I really want to know if there's a part two, because crazy.
I know, I got to do some research, see if there's an update.
I would love to know an update.
Because it's honestly, like, I can't find it anywhere now, which is a little concerning.
Oh,
like,
God.
That story. Like, I had to have a screenshot. It Oh, that makes me feel weird.
That makes me feel weird.
Because all the other ones are like, can like read. But.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if these are like made up stories. Like the possession one, definitely made up.
Oh yeah.
But
that
like,
fun.
That one's
fun. I kind of like a little made up story.
Me too. Like they can be good, but if they're true, I'm like actually concerned. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
You know, I'm like, now I can't find this anywhere on the internet. And I'm like,
are you okay?
Is she okay?
Blink twice, please.
If you they can. Probably were like, you put it on the internet?
Oh, for sure. You put me on camera.
We filmed you. We filmed you typing this.
Oh, man. Anyways, so that's exciting. Let us know your thoughts on this. Again, it's Thanksgiving, so we will not be having an episode coming out next week. We will miss you guys. We love you guys. But we're going to take a little family time break. I'm going to miss Shannon like so
I know.
Much.
I'm going to cry in my sleep. Every night.
Every night. I'm going to be like, what do I do with myself?
Yeah. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, give us 5 stars on Spotify if you haven't already. And our DMs are always open. So DM us that you love us or wishing us a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. And we hope you have the best time on your holiday with your family. We love you guys so much and we're going to miss you. So we'll see you next Tuesday. Bye.